Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's program is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. You can support the show on a one-time basis at support.greatdetectives.net. You can use the Zelle app to send a donation to box13 at greatdetectives.net, or you can mail in a donation to Adam Graham, P.O. Box 15913, Boise, Idaho, 83715. Or you can become one of our ongoing Patreon supporters at patreon.greatdetectives.net and send along a small donation, as little as $2 per month, to help support the show. Whichever way you support the show, it's definitely appreciated. Today we conclude the airmail mystery. Because episode 10 is missing, we're going to bringing you episodes 11, 12, and 13 all on the same program. So let's go ahead and we'll take a listen and then we'll discuss.
Irene Delroy, clever girl operative, and Sergeant Fitzgerald of the Department of Justice are baffled by the trend of events in the airmail mystery. Sent to investigate a strange series of airmail robberies, Miss Delroy and Fitzgerald find themselves involved in a startling crime which has just resulted in a murder. Andy Andrews, pilot for Transamerican Airlines, is found dead at the controls of his plane with a bullet wound in his head. Later, the Transamerican radio operator, Roberts, is found in his room at the airport, apparently a victim of suicide. But Miss Delroy refuses the suicide theory. While investigating Roberts' death, Ernest Powers, general manager of the airline, reports someone snooping around in the radio transmitting room. Surprised by Miss Delroy and Jimmy Gifford, a reporter, the man in the radio room escapes by airplane, but is followed by Gifford in another ship. A new pilot, Lewis, has just disclosed an important bit of information for Miss Delroy as the two wait for news of Gifford's flight.
Would you repeat that, please?
Certainly. Andy Andrews is not dead. I'm the man you thought you found in that ship out in Devil's Canyon.
But the sergeant knew Andrews. He identified him.
The sergeant thought he knew Andrews. The man he knew as Andrews was the man you found dead in the canyon. But he is not the Andy Andrews who was transferred here from the Eastern Division of the line.
I don't follow you, Mr.
Lewis. That name will suffice until this business is cleared up.
How much do you know about this business, Mr. Lewis?
Plenty. But there are also a few things I don't know. I was hoping we could get together on the facts.
Perhaps if I knew your story, it would be helpful to both of us.
It'll be hard to follow, Miss Delroy.
I believe I know more of this business than you seem to give me credit for.
Very well. But for personal reasons, I'm going to ask you to keep my story and my presence here secret, at least for the time being.
Very well. You can rely on my discretion.
I am the same Andy Andrews that hung up the Los Angeles New York record 2 years ago. I made quite a bit of money through promotion schemes following that flight. Then I got an offer from the Lufthansa Lines in Germany as a sort of advisory pilot. On completion of that contract, I returned to New York and applied for my old job with Transamerican. I found mostly a new crowd.
When was this, Mr. Lewis?
3 months ago.
And the application?
Was approved because of my past record. But I was transferred to the Western Division, which had been just opened recently.
And you came out here immediately?
Yes, I'm coming to that part of the story. I'm warning you, you'll find it hard to believe.
It'll be no more difficult than several other features of this case.
I was sent to Toledo to pick up a plane for use out here. I hopped by way of Chicago, St. Louis, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and Albuquerque. I spent a night there, and the next morning I left for here.
And for some reason you didn't show up here, is that right?
Very right, Miss Delroy. About an hour out of Albuquerque, my motor cut out on me without warning. The ground was more or less level under me, so I set my ship down on the rim of a canyon.
Devil's Canyon?
Not the main canyon, but one of the many small ones leading into it.
I'm sorry I interrupted. Go ahead, please.
I spent about 20 minutes trying to find out what was wrong with the motor when a man comes up on horseback.
On horseback?
Yeah. He was dressed as a forest ranger.
Did you learn his name?
No, ma'am.
Have you seen this man since?
Only from a distance.
Do you know who he is?
Yes. He's the man you knew as Andy Andrews, the pilot whose body was found in that ship.
I don't understand.
Perhaps you'd better let me finish. This man came up and asked if he could help. I thanked him and went ahead with my work. He stood around a few minutes, and suddenly I saw him facing me with a gun. There was a flash of flame and a stinging pain through my left shoulder. That's all I remember.
This man shot you without cause?
He had a very good reason.
What was that?
He wanted my name and my position.
Then Andrews was... I think I see a light. Please go ahead.
When I regained consciousness, my pilot's license, identification papers, company transfer slips, and the ship were gone. I was badly hurt, but luckily the shot went high. I dragged myself about 2 miles until I couldn't make it any further. When I woke up in a ranch house, there was a doctor attending me.
And this man, whoever he was, thought you were dead?
Yes, or he never would have left me. But I'm back to run down the men responsible.
I'm very glad that you decided to tell me this, Andrews.
Well, you got your fingerprints, man, for the picture.
Good bit.
Fingerprints man Burke knows his business. He said he'd check them with his identification files and call us as soon as he finds out who they belong to.
Very good, Sergeant. Fitz.
Yes, ma'am?
I want you to meet Andy Andrews.
Oh, yeah. What's that, ma'am?
This is Andy Andrews.
Oh, what's the gag, Miss Delroy? You know Andrews is dead.
That's what I thought, too, Sergeant. But it happens that we're both very wrong.
Well, who was that guy then, ma'am? The one in the plane?
If we knew the answer to that question, Sergeant, it would greatly assist us. Unfortunately, we don't know who he is. Of course, the Identification Bureau may be able to help us.
Yeah, but... Oh, where does this guy fit into the picture?
Mr. Andrews?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a long story, Fitz. But you'll probably be interested in knowing that Andrews was impersonated by someone who was connected in an important way with a mail robbery.
Yeah?
Yes, Fitz. And that is just one of the developments of the last 5 minutes.
Well, how about Gifford, ma'am? You heard anything else?
Nothing yet, Sergeant.
I'd try again if I were you, Miss Delroy.
You want me to call him on the radio again, ma'am?
Yes, Fitz, by all means.
How long has he been out?
About 30 minutes, Sergeant. If he's still on his course, he'll just be nearing Devil's Canyon. Oh, the other switch, Sergeant.
Yeah. Metropolitan to Gifford. Metro to Gifford. How's everything, Jimmy?
Something's happened to him, I'm sure. I wish he'd never followed that other ship.
Well, don't be alarmed, Miss Delroy. Try him again, Sergeant.
Metropolitan Airport to Gifford. Metro to Gifford. Hello, Jimmy. Can you hear us? Go ahead.
Hello, Fitz. Everything's still okay. I'm right on his tail, about 1,000 feet up. Don't worry about me.
Ask him where he is, Fitz.
Yes, ma'am. Gifford. Miss Delroy wants to know where you are. Go ahead.
How the heck should I know? Black as pitch up here. I'm keeping my eye on his navigation light. I'll follow him as far as he wants to go.
Get his compass reading. I'll tell you where he is.
Gifford, what's your compass reading? We'll give you your location.
Still 41, Fitz.
He's heading right out over that canyon unless a headwind has held him back. I know those fast mails like a book.
Fitz, you've got to stop him. Tell him I won't let him do this. Tell him to turn back. That other ship's leading him on.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, Gifford. Miss Delroy says to turn back. You'd better take her advice, Gifford. That route is taking you right out over Devil's Canyon.
Don't worry, Sergeant.
What's happened? Quick, Fitz!
What's happened, Gifford? What's up, Jimmy?
This motor's cutting on and off. It seems there it goes again.
His gas tanks. He forgot to cut on his main tanks. He's run the emergency dry. Tell him to cut on the main tanks, Sergeant. Quick, before his motor quits cold.
Cut in your main tanks, Gifford. Your main tanks aren't cut in.
Oh, something else is wrong. I know it. Call him, Fitz.
Jimmy, are you okay? Answer it. Hurry. Are you okay, Jimmy?
Something's up as sure as shooting.
Fitz, we've got to do something quick.
Yeah, but what, ma'am?
We got to get out there right away.
Yeah, but it's 90 miles, ma'am.
Sergeant, get over to the other hangar, quick. Get that new speed job out. I'll take you out to that canyon in 20 minutes. Hurry.
Sure.
I'll have it out for you. And, Sergeant,
yeah?
Check the gas and oil while you're warming it up.
Do you think you can make it, Andrews?
Sure, miss. I'll get some parachute flares in case we need to land. And while I'm gone, you might scare up some artillery. I have a hunch we're going to need some.
That's great, Andrew. Do hurry. Oh, where's the nearest phone?
Over there, ma'am, on the desk.
Oh, just a minute, Lewis.
Yeah?
Hello. Is this the Forestry Service? Give me the station in Devil's Canyon. Say, Lewis, get a couple of air chutes, too.
Okay.
Hello. This is Irene Delroy, Department of Justice. Listen, Jimmy Gifford is in a plane somewhere up there in your vicinity. If you see any parachute flares, get over there as quickly as you can. We'll be right out.
Ready, Miss Delroy?
Just a second. I'm calling Chief Robertson. It'll just take a minute. Hello, Chief Robertson. This is Irene Delroy. Yes. Sergeant Fitzgerald and I are leaving for Devil's Canyon by air right now. What's that? Oh, yes, I know it's dangerous. Listen. I have all the information on the airmail case in the safety deposit box. Here's the number. 3443, Security Branch. That's it. If we're not back by noon tomorrow, I want you to arrest... his name is on the John Doe warrant. Good. Thank you, Chief.
Sounds like you're expecting some trouble, Miss Delroy.
Now, this business is all very uncertain. Are you ready?
All set. This way. We'll take a shortcut through the shop. I hope the sergeant has the ship out.
Why are you so interested in this case, Andrews?
I have a right to get revenge, haven't I? Here's the outside door. I see Fitz is on the job. Ship is over here. Hurry, Miss Delroy.
Fitz is a very capable officer. A bit trying at times, but very reliable.
He's evidently going with us. I see he has a helmet and goggles.
Can you take him? I'd like to have him come along if possible.
Sure, the ship's licensed for four. It'll be easy.
Nice work, Fitz. How's the gas and oil?
Okay, I just finished checking them.
Good. Climb in here and we're off. I'll give you a hand, Miss Delroy. All set? Get that belt for Miss Delroy, Fitz. All clear over there, Sergeant?
All clear.
Okay, here we go.
What's wrong?
Gas line broken. The gas is flying all over the ship. We'll have to try a landing.
Not here, you won't. Look at those mountains. You'll never make it.
We can't stay up. We've got to try it. We're not down yet. Get back to that door, Miss Delroy.
Fitz, come back here. What are you going to do?
Get back in the ship, Fitz. Nothing doing. We wouldn't have a ghost of a chance when we hit that mountain.
Don't jump, Fitz. Don't jump.
Jump? I'm going down under that wing and fix that feed line.
Thank you.
events in the airmail mystery are rapidly nearing a climax. Jimmy Gifford, roving newspaper reporter, in one of Transamerican Airlines' fastest planes, is hot on the trail of one of the airmail thieves. He is flying at night in bad weather over dangerous country when motor trouble starts forcing him down. Irene Delroy of the Department of Justice and Sergeant Fitzgerald hear Gifford report trouble. With Andy Andrews, crack pilot at the controls, they are flying to his aid. Prior to this flight, Gifford, Miss Delroy, and Fitzgerald were investigating the mysterious wrecking and robbing of Transamerican mail planes. Ernest Powers, general manager of Transamerican, is also working to bring about the conviction of the mail robbers, which has cost his company its airmail contract with the government and the lives of two of his employees. Just as the plane bearing Miss Delroy and Fitzgerald nears the location of Gifford's last radio report, a fuel line to the motor breaks and Fitzgerald goes out under the wing to repair the line in full flight.
How's Fitz making out, Andrew?
He's made it. He has the line feeding again. We'll pull through yet. Good boy, Sergeant.
Fitz always delivers in the pinches. How is he getting along now?
He's still on the landing strut. Look, he's trying to attract your attention. Open your window and you can see him.
What do you want, Fitz?
He can't hear you. He's too near the motor.
He's pointing down for something. What is it, Fitz?
I think he wants you to drop another flare.
All right. I'll pull one and see if that's it. There.
That's what he wanted. He's nodding his head. Say, what's he doing?
Ah! He jumped!
He's ripping his chute. Now, if it'll only open...
It opened! Oh, Andrews, will he make it down safely?
If we're not over the canyon, he will. Hey, look out!
What was that?
A ship. A gyro.
A gyro? The bandits use a gyro to land in the canyon. Quick, where'd it go?
The darkness swallowed it up.
I'll drop a little flare. That's the ship we want to follow.
No. We've only two flares left. We'll need them for landing. This whole trouble'll soon be out of gas. We lost a lot from that broken line. We'll have to hunt a level place and set down, and we can't waste any time doing it.
That's our last flare, Andrews.
Okay. I can make it now.
The ground looks level enough.
You better pull in on your belt. There. We're down.
How far are we from where Fitz jumped?
Only a couple of miles, I'd say. We doubled back. Where are you going?
I want to find Fitz. Hurry.
I'll be right with you.
It'll soon be daylight.
So much the better. I never did relish climbing around over rocks in a dark country anyway.
Well, let's start. We have a big job in front of us. There's a lot of searching necessary. You know, Andrews, this is the strangest case I've ever worked on. Oh, I'm tired. I've never walked so far in my... Wait a minute, Andrews. What's that over there?
It's a ship, ma'am. Washed out. Gifford's ship.
Oh,
no, don't worry, Miss Delroy. He ain't hurt.
Oh, what?
Fitz, where are you?
Here, ma'am, on top of this rock. I've been watching that ship for an hour, hoping to catch somebody snooping around it.
Any luck, Sergeant?
Yeah, look what I caught. All right, you get going. Get going. Come along before I make mincemeat of
you. Fitz, I was never so glad to see anyone in my life. I thought I'd never see you again. You had me worried to death.
Yeah, you ain't got nothing on me, ma'am. When I jumped, I remembered to count 10, but I was, well, so scared I couldn't get past 3.
Now, who's this bird?
Oh, him? He's one of them.
One of the mail thieves?
Yeah. He says he ain't, but he is. Ain't you?
I don't know nothing.
See, I told you he was one of them. You robbed that plane last night, didn't you?
I don't know nothing.
See, admit it.
Wait a minute, Sergeant. How do you know you've got the right man?
I caught him snooping around Gifford's plane, ma'am.
Oh, I was just trying to see if anybody'd been hurt.
Yeah? Don't give me that or I'll bust your nose.
Wait a minute, Fitz.
Yes, ma'am.
What's your name?
Smith.
Yeah, I'll bet his first name's John.
What are you doing around here?
Well, I was out looking for some stray cattle. When I seen a light coming down out of the sky, and pretty soon I seen this airplane fall, and its wheels bust off.
I see. And you came over to investigate. Is that right?
Yeah. I figured as how somebody might have been hurt.
Cooey. Don't let him put that line over on you, ma'am.
Don't worry, Fitz. Listen, Smith. I want to know why you're over here looking around this ship. What are you so interested in?
I don't know nothing.
Oh, so you're doing that again, eh? I'll bust your... I'll tell you what he was doing, ma'am. There were three guys in that auto gyro. He was one of them.
How do you know that, Fitz?
Because I seen him.
I saw the gyro in the air, Fitz.
Yeah, it landed just after I jumped.
Say, Fitz, why did you make that jump?
Because when you dropped that first flare, ma'am, I saw Gifford's ship below us, and I didn't want to waste any time.
You sure took the quickest way down, Sergeant.
Yeah, I was afraid it was going to be too quick. I never jumped in one of them things before.
What happened, Fitz?
Well, I landed over there about a quarter of a mile, and I see this gyro coming down. Well, I ducked behind those big rocks, and I watched them. Two of them got out and went over to the ship. This guy was one of them.
Ah, that's a lie!
Shut up, you dumb cluck. These two mugs go over to the ship and break open the baggage compartment and pull out a couple of heavy boxes. Well, what's so funny, Andrews?
They fell for it.
What?
Fell for what?
I was supposed to take this ship out tonight. I purposely laid a trap for these boys. I had a bank downtown order a gold shipment through our lines.
Them boxes contained gold?
No, Sergeant. Them boxes contained bricks.
Oh. And these mugs thought it was gold, huh? Somebody at the airport must have tipped them off.
Right, Sergeant. And I've a hunch who did it.
Who?
Can't say right now, Sergeant. There isn't enough proof.
You say this man was one of the two who loaded the gyro.
I was not.
All right, listen. One more yap out of you and I'm going to bust your head on them rocks. Now shut up, will
you? Sergeant.
Well, I mean it. This guy's getting on my nerves. That's all he's been saying. I seen him when he got out. I seen him carry one of the boxes over to the gyro. And when they took off, I seen him go poking around some more in the ship. I sneaked up on him and jabbed a gun in his ribs.
Oh, but Sergeant, you left your gun in the ship.
Well, it didn't make no difference. He thought it was a gun.
What was it?
The monkey wrench that I used to fix that gas line.
You are to be commended, Sergeant. Mm.
Thank you, ma'am.
Now, the next question is, where is Jimmy?
Oh, I don't know, ma'am. There's the ship he was flying, but he ain't in it.
Are you sure he wasn't hurt in that landing?
Well, I don't know. There's no blood around. Say, come to think of it, you know, I saw some marks there behind the ship that looked like automobile tracks. I didn't give it a thought at the time.
If Jimmy wasn't hurt, he's been kidnapped.
There's something fishy.
I don't believe there are any automobiles around here as a general rule, Miss Delroy. It's miles over to the highway.
If Jimmy had been okay, he'd have left some sort of note in the ship. Did you look for one, Fitz?
Yeah, but these guys were there before me. Maybe they took it.
I have a feeling that they have something to do with Jimmy's disappearance, too.
Well, why don't you try to get something out of this bullet head mug here?
It might be worthwhile. Listen, Smith. You're mixed up in a mighty serious business. If you know what's good for you, you'll start talking and do it quick.
I don't know nothing.
You'd better reconsider. As I said, you're in a pretty bad fix. Three robberies and two murder charges hanging over your head.
Murder?
Yes, murder. Two murders.
You, I don't... Say, you're stringing me. You're trying to get me to talk. Well, I don't know nothing, see?
I'll string you up by the ears if you don't talk. All right, come on, spill it. Where's Gifford?
I don't know nothing.
Oh, you want me to pop him, ma'am?
May I speak to the fellow privately, Miss Delroy?
If you care to.
Step over here a minute, Smith. Now, listen, fella. I know what you're up against.
He's getting pretty chummy with that guy.
He may be able to get him to talk, Dick. We must find Jimmy.
I could make him talk if you'd let me.
Smith has decided to tell his story, Miss Delroy.
Well, I'll be...
Very good, Smith. You were in that gyro, weren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
And the fellows you were working with,
They were the men who robbed the ships that were sent crashing down into this canyon, weren't they?
Yeah. But I didn't know they'd go as far as murder. They told me...
Never mind. Do you know what has become of Jimmy Gifford?
Yes, ma'am. They took him.
They who?
Smith and Jenkins and the gyro. They caught him as soon as he landed because he recognized one of them. They flew him over to the hangout and... Well, then we flew back for the gold shipment.
I thought your name was Smith.
My name's Denny. I do the cooking and chores at the hangout.
You say they have Jimmy at the hangout?
If that's the guy who was flying this ship. They got him, yes.
Was he hurt?
Not when I left, he wasn't.
You mean he might be in danger?
Well, Jenkins was pretty mad because the guy recognized him. Well,
Jenkins was someone Gifford had seen before, eh?
Yeah.
Just where is this hangout?
It's the first ranch south of us. Just a house and a barn.
Yeah, how many of you mugs are there?
Four. Three others. You'll let me off now, won't you? Won't you, ma'am? I didn't know they was going to murder anybody. I didn't. Honest, I didn't.
I haven't anything to do with that, Denny. Why did you remain here after the others left?
They couldn't carry me with all that gold and the gyro.
You mean all those bricks. They'll be plenty sore.
I didn't know they was going to murder. Honest, they said they'd be back in the car and get me. You've got to get me away before they get back. They'll kill me for sure for talking.
I don't think they do that.
Oh, you don't know Jenkins, ma'am. He's mean.
You say Jenkins is the leader of your gang? Is that his real name?
Yes'm. He don't use that name, though.
You know who he is?
Yes'm. So do you.
Quick, what is his name? Who is the man behind the airmail crashes?
His name is...
With the solution of the airmail mystery near at hand, the life of Jimmy Gifford, roving newspaper reporter, is endangered by mail thieves. Gifford is being held captive by the criminal ring responsible for the wrecking and robbing of Transamerican Airlines' fastest airmail plane. Irene Delroy and Sergeant Fitzgerald of the Department of Justice have just discovered Gifford's abandoned plane on the rim of Devil's Canyon, the scene of the robberies, and are discussing means of saving the reporter's life. Andy Andrews, crack pilot for the airline, is attending one of the mail thieves who was mysteriously shot while confessing his part in the robberies and imparting the knowledge of Gifford's danger.
The shot went high, ma'am. Give me a hand, Sergeant, and we'll try to stop this bleeding.
Ah, we ought to let the rat die.
Give Andrews a hand, please.
Yes, ma'am. Now, let's prop him up against this rock, Sergeant. There. There you are. He'll get his shirt on. There you are. Hey, that's not bad. About 4 inches too high.
Lucky break for him, Fitz.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't want to be in his shoes.
Here's some water. See if you can get him to talk.
Yeah. There you go. Hold him up, Adam. Here. He's coming around all right, ma'am. His eyes are opening.
Good. See if you can get him to tell you how many men are holding Jim.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, how do you feel? Come on, sit up.
Oh. Is it? Ben?
Ah, they plugged you right under the shoulder. Who done it?
It was the boss. Oh, am I going to die?
Nah, a little plug like that ain't going to kill you. Come on, snap out of it. Where's Gifford?
They got him.
They got him where? Oh. Come on, answer me.
Oh, don't shake my arm. Oh.
You give me an answer or I'll leave you laying out here. Where's Gifford being held?
In the barn, at the ranch.
How many men are back there at the ranch?
Four. Oh. You're not going to let him get me again, are you? You'll keep him away from me, won't you?
Yes, we'll keep him away from you. Are they armed?
Yes, they're desperate. They'll do anything. Jenkins is afraid. You know who he is. Gifford saw him. It'll go hard with him.
How far is it to them?
About 20 miles.
Do they keep their plane there?
Yes, sir. It's in a fake hangar. You can't see it from the air. It's all set for the getaway there. They're going to Mexico.
Getaway? When?
Sometime today, ma'am. Oh, let them go. They're poisoned. Jenkins will kill me
isn't going to kill you, not if you help us out. You think it's 20 miles to the hangar?
Yes, ma'am. Just behind that range of hills over there. Oh.
The only way to get over there is in the ship, ma'am.
That's just what I was thinking, Andrew, but it won't do.
Why not, ma'am?
Because they'll see if we can get anywhere near there.
Yeah, and they'd hear the motor and get away before we could land.
Not only that, but I'm afraid to think that they'll do to Jimmy to keep him from talking.
They'll kill him, ma'am. Jenkins will do it just before he makes his getaway. I know it.
Andrews, we've got to beat them to the punch. Isn't there some way we can get there without them knowing it?
I was just thinking, ma'am.
What?
It's too risky a business for you, Miss Delroy.
Nothing is too risky if there's a chance to save Jimmy's life. What is it?
You see that heavy cloud formation just above those hills?
Yes.
The ranch is just beyond. Is that right?
Yes, about a half mile.
There's only one way to slip in on them.
What is it, Andrews?
We can take the ship and climb it here and slip in over that range with an idling motor. We'll be above that cloud formation and... Oh, it's no use. It's too dangerous.
Can't you see, Andrews, that this whole case hinges on our getting to that ranch unnoticed before the gang makes a getaway? What's your idea?
The only way is for me to climb the ship above the clouds and for you and the sergeant to jump for it.
In parachutes?
Yes, Fitz. It's the only way. I'll arrange to drop you on the other side of the hill. You can come down through the clouds and work your way up to the ranch through the brush.
I'm game, Miss Delroy.
I know you are, Fitz. All right, Andrews. It's a go. Take the ship started and we'll leave. After we jump, you cruise around the ranch a while, and if we're too late, get the nearest authorities and try to stop them.
Right. You take my shoe, Sergeant. Explain to Miss Delroy how to crack it.
I'll get the ship started.
Hey, what about me? I'm hurt. I need a doctor. You won't leave me here.
You stay here, buddy. If we pull through, we'll come back and get you. If we don't, well, the coyotes around here are nice and friendly. Are you all set, Miss Delroy?
We're almost over the hills now, Andrews.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to get past that ridge a short distance.
How high are we?
About 10,000, Fitz.
That's a long ways to fall if that chute don't work. I knew a fellow in France...
That chute will crack okay. Don't let that worry you.
I'm not worrying about the jump. It's after we get on the ground that our work starts. Right, Miss Delroy?
Yes, Fitz.
I'll throttle down a bit. I don't want them to hear our motor. You'll probably land within a couple of hundred feet of each other. But don't drift your bags too close together. If they touch, they might fold up. I'll bail out first, Miss Delroy.
All right, Sergeant. May we have your gun, Andrews?
Here it is.
Better close your gun strap, Fitz. You don't want to lose that.
Yeah, thanks. Well, this is about it, ain't it, Andrews?
Just about, Fitz. You can bail out any time now.
Yeah. Well... Here we go.
Fitz, you're a swell sport. I hope we make it.
Sure we'll make it. It's a cinch. Look, see? Here's the ring. As soon as you've cleared the ship, pull it straight out. It's easy. Look.
Oh, it's open. He's safe. Well, good luck, Andrews. Stick around. We may need you. Good luck.
Did it jar you much, Miss Delroy?
A little, Sergeant. Quite a drop.
What's the matter, ma'am?
My ankle. I must have turned it.
Are you sure it ain't broke?
You better let me go ahead. You stay here and rest. If I don't make it, then you can try.
You know me better than that, Fitz.
Yes, ma'am. All right, I'll help you.
You feel better now. I can handle it.
Yeah, we'd better take it kind of easy, ma'am. We don't want those fellas to know we're here. We'd make easy targets out in this brush.
Right. Oh, I do hope we're not too late to help Jimmy.
We don't even know for sure that they've got him, ma'am. That guy back there in the canyon might have been stalling.
I doubt it, Fitz. I think the solution to this case lies right there in that barn. Find the man you're after there.
Do you have any idea who it is, ma'am?
Yes, Fitz, I do, but I can't be sure. Every angle in this case points at me, but my common sense tells me I'm wrong.
Yeah. I'm wrong like that a lot, ma'am.
I know that, Fitz. But here's one case if you find your guess as good as mine.
Do you think this guy killed Roberts, the radio man, back at the airport?
Yes, I think he did. I just about figured out how he did it.
He was in the closet in Robert's room when you found the body.
Yeah, and I muffed
it. Oh, I don't blame you, Fitz. I'd have done the same.
How about the murder of that pilot?
That was just a case of double cross, Sergeant. The pilot was one of the gangs. You knew that from Andrew's story.
Yeah, they must have had a fight over the money. Hey, we're getting close to that barn. I hear it. Help. It's the autogyro, ma'am.
Thank heaven you're in time.
Yeah, but not any too soon. There's a guy starting the motor. Look.
He's climbing down, Fitz. That's the man Gifford and I surprised in the radio.
Yeah?
I'm positive.
He's going back into the barn, ma'am. The others must be in there, too.
You can't waste any time now, Fitz. They're all set for a getaway. We'll move along this fence here and hope they don't see us. If they do, wait for that shed over there and try to hold them back. I'm going inside.
And I'm going with you.
Don't take any chances, Fitz. Shh. Listen.
Must be four of them, like that guy said. What do we do, huh?
Listen a minute. Here at the door.
Why don't you talk to them now? You know who you are.
Listen, you. I'm running this show. We'll take him up with us and dump him in the lake.
That voice, I've heard it before. They're talking about Jimmy. It means he's alive.
Yeah, let's rush. They don't expect us.
All right, Sergeant. But remember, it's 4-2.
Some of them rats is yellow.
I know it. Besides, we got the advantage. Come on.
I'm right behind you. Don't give them a chance. If they reach for a gun, shoot it out of them.
Okay, ma'am. They're licked already. All right, come on. Put them up. Put them up.
Look out, Fitz.
Hey, you stop. Don't move another step.
Yeah.
Nice work, Jimmy. You spoiled his aim. Hey, who's that in the corner there?
It's Powers. The boss. Get him, Fitz.
No, you don't. Get back. You won't take me.
Way
back there!
Fitz, he's heading for the window!
I'll get him!
Ah, he jumped! Quick, Fitz! I'll hold these other men and get Powers!
He's heading for the autogyro, ma'am.
You can't get through that way, Fitz. You'll have to go back the way you came in.
Hurry, Fitz! He's climbing in! He'll get away! Hold these men, Jimmy. Here's the gun. Come on, Fitz!
Oh, we've lost him! He's taken off, ma'am!
Fitz! Look behind us! No!
It's Andrews in the other ship! He's diving in! He's seen Anna! Powers making a getaway, Fitz!
Oh. He's heading for Powers' gyro.
Holy smoke, he's going to crash him.
You better know, Andrew.
Yes, ma'am. Wow, what a bump.
You got a nasty crack when you smacked into that gyro.
Yeah, what about Powers?
Powers
wasn't as lucky as you were, Andrew. He did.
I was afraid of that. See, I just meant to shear off his rotor blade.
That's it, just as well. Powers admitted everything before he died. The whole thing was his idea. He engineered everything.
Yeah, I got his statement right here. Boy, but what a confession. Can you beat that? The general manager wrecking his own ship.
Powers was badly in need of money, sir.
Who's that?
Shepard. He's been out calling for the Rangers to come and get these three mugs we got tied up here.
I got the Ranger station, Irene.
Good.
The fellow there said the three of the boys were already on the way over. They found one of the fellows in the canyon, and he told them where we were. They'll be here any minute.
That's great.
Oh, Powers.
He's dead, Jimmy.
I didn't think he'd pull through. I'm glad to see this fellow's okay.
This is Andy Andy, Jimmy. He was waylaid by Powers and his gang. They thought he was dead.
I knew the fellow we found on the ship wasn't Andrews. I heard Powers tell the red-faced fellow he did a nice job.
Yeah, but I'd like to know about Robert.
Oh, I know about that, Fitz. Robert was in on the deal with Powers.
Yeah?
But he didn't want to be a party to a murder, so he tried to break out of the gang. Powers killed him while we were downstairs.
Well, it looks like everything is washed up, including that nice new mail ship I was flying.
It ain't hurt, bad. Well, I remember a fellow once at Francis...
Sergeant. The men are here for the prisoners.
Oh, yes, sir.
Thank you. This is Andrew from OTRWesterns.com. I wanted to invite you to come take a look at our site where we put out podcasts of old-time radio westerns. Check us out at OTRWesterns.com. You're listening to The Great Detectives of Old-Time Radio with Adam Graham. Now let's get back into the show.
Welcome back. I have to say that I think that Fitz's mid-air repair job was amazingly brave, but I'm not sure it was actually possible. Other than that, I was satisfied with the finale. It managed to ratchet up the tension and to have some surprises as the story goes along. I don't know how I feel about Powers as the perpetrator. In one way, this is kind of like on the Johnny Dollar program where we're not given a lot of suspects. And in this serial, we didn't run into a lot of people who we could consider as suspects for being the ringleader. In one way, it's like, who else could it be if we're not going just to go with some random criminal? And this being a mystery story, we really do expect that we'll meet our chief antagonist. However, that said, I really enjoyed this series a lot. 1930s material, particularly early 1930s stuff, often could be a bit dull or stilted, and this series definitely wasn't that. It did have a deliberate pace at time, but it really was taking its time to develop its story. And it has this almost procedural feel to it, but it builds its tension and has some good plot twist as it goes. Also, by design, it's as much about understanding the aviation industry for a public that was really fascinated with that entire world of aviation. Indeed, there would be numerous serials, both on radio and in theaters, focusing on flyers, as well as several comic series that would be centered around aviators. In terms of characters, I think to say that Irene Del Roy was ahead of her times would be a massive understatement. The Airmail Mystery features a female lead who is a Justice Department investigator with really full authority as she works this case. The way that she carries and conducts herself is very different from nearly every portrayal of women you could find in 1932. And it's also not a big deal in the story. While the announcer emphasizes that she's a girl investigator, once she's established the characters in the story, she's just the investigator. There are some things that you could nitpick about the portrayal, such as her reaction to finding the first dead body. But I think there's very little in the portrayal that's not defensible. Irene Del Roy is not a Mary Sue. She's a competent and confident and professional, but she's also a human being with flaws. In many ways, she's better developed than some modern characters who are written as the strong, independent woman archetype. I also like Jimmy and especially Fitz as the sidekicks in the story. they're each able to bring different insights as well as contribute to the action and to the plot. Overall, I really think this is just a fascinating gem of a story, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. As I've mentioned previously, we'll be back next Tuesday with episodes of Manhunt, a series we did previously and which we have some new episodes for. But that's only for next week. After that, we will have another series we did previously. Nick Carter will be back, so listen for Nick Carter in 2 weeks. Join us back here tomorrow for Rocky Jordan. In the meantime, send your comments to box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.